You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring concerts and events presented by Junction Arts and Music Society in Haines Junction, Yukon. I am Maria Leniak. Welcome to another Jam Live episode. This time we have for you the Nova Scotia-based folk duo, the Bombadils. The duo is Edmonton-born Sarah Frank and Halifax-born Luke Fraser. They met as classical music students at Montreal's McGill University. Shortly after graduating in 2012, they changed musical direction to form the Bombadils, focusing on Irish and Scottish folk music, Appalachian and bluegrass traditional tunes. And if that name Bombadil sounds familiar, it's probably because you're thinking of J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings character. Sarah and Luke tell us they actually chose the name from a song titled House of Tom Bombadil by American composer Chris Thiele, who has been one of their major influences. Luke and Sarah create beautiful harmonies layered on enchanting melodies by reimagining old folk songs, poetry, and original songs into a new folk framework. Luke's guitar, mandolin, and vocal harmonies are an ideal counterpoint to Sarah's sweet yet powerful voice and fiddle. Among many achievements, the Bombadils have won Folk Music Ontario's Recording Artist of the Year Award in 2017 and have released 3 CDs. We recorded the duo at the Kluane Mountain Bluegrass Festival in Haines Junction, Yukon in June 2018. For this performance, Luke and Sarah are ably supported by Eric Wright on cello. As a member of the Canadian folk group The Fretless, who won the 2017 Juno Award for Instrumental Album of the Year, he rounds out their sound beautifully. So here they are, the Bombadils. Enjoy.
Thanks so much.
The fountain is tall, like an old church hall, pouring life from all sides, a vista bright, the blast of a cannon, a floody
know you're feeling kind of frail. We've been running round restlessly. The sky is clear and pale, hanging effortlessly. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
As was mentioned, Luke is originally from Nova Scotia, and, well, it's where we both live now as well. Yeah.
Any Maritimers in the house? Yeah. Hello. All right. All right, guys.
So Luke grew up in Milford Station, Nova Scotia. And a familiar sound of his childhood was of the train going by. I'm introducing a song for him. I hope I know what the song is about.
That's good. You've heard it enough times, I think.
So, it's called Train in the Night.
Sound in the cool of the night. A lonely streetlight shines on down through my window with the breeze and the pale moonlight. A faint whistle in the dark from the train coming round. Silver on the rails curving through the town as the moon shines off their backs and the river refrain to the whistle sound. It's a ripple on the water from the train coming round. I can hear the train in the night. I can know a familiar song. For now everything seems right. All my ways and all my wrongs, like a mother's touch, doesn't take much to bring me back home again. I can hear the train in the night. Said to keep these words in mind, keep your face always forward towards the sun, and all the shadows will fall behind. I can hear the train in the night. I can know a familiar song. For now everything seems right. All my ways and all my wrongs, like a mother's touch, doesn't take much to bring me back home again. I can hear the train in the night. Sometimes I just don't know where I stand in life. In the darkness I lose my way, and when all seems lost in the endless night, and I can't trace a line in the starry sky, this song is heard, a whistle cry, I never mourn the breaking light. I can hear the train in the night. Tree. train in the night. I can hear the train in the night. I can hear the train in the night. I have come so many miles and I will go so many more. At every turn I often ask, what are we looking for? But under the solar roof and under starless skies, the rails go ever on, I'll be forever wondering why. I can hear the train in the night, like an old familiar song, for now everything seems right. Doesn't take much to bring me back home again.
Thank you.
I wanted to tell you, I was on a date in Toronto recently, and I thought I saw a cat, but it was a rabid raccoon, and he actually growled at me and made direct eye contact, looked straight into my soul. And the truth is, not only do they rule the night, but I think they rule my soul now, and I feel different.
It's going to be an interesting weekend.
It doesn't get dark here very quickly.
Oh, that's why you can come on this tour, not the other ones. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. This is Eric Wright on the cello. It's always a pleasure to play with Eric, and we're so happy to have him along with us on this journey, our first trip to the Yukon.
Doc Watson and his wife Rosalie wrote this song. It's called Lone Journey.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. So I call this one Nova Scotia Goodbye. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
nearly empty and the light is flickering low. And there's candle wax on the tablecloth and our cheeks are all aglow. Our bodies, they are heavy, but our spirits are featherlight. And it's come the time, as always does, for all to say goodnight. How it ever gets to this, I guess I'll never know. We just can't stand to see it through and let each other go. While the food was good, the drinking flowed, and my glass was always full. And one goodbye should be enough, but I guess it never will. And it's goodbye in the kitchen, so long in the hall. Farewell on the front porch, and don't forget to call. And before we know it, see you later in the yard. How sweet it is to have a friend who makes goodbye so hard. Time to tip my hat and bid you all adieu. And Lord, he knows we had a laugh and a cry or two. Well, take